Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. I don't want to give the LCB or the PLCB a bad name, but what are some of these rules with the bars opening on Friday? If I owned a bar in Snyder County, I'd be like, what? Or Montour County, what? Northumberland County is like, wow, let them screw it up and we'll figure it out by the time we go green. You know, you just heard Mark Lauren say it. Listen to this statement. Now, this is the way it is written, okay? The bars will open, you know, in Snyder, Montour County, other counties going green as well. But there will be no standing at the bar. Yeah. Think about that. There'll be no standing at the bar. So if you're sober, you better get to work on it. Come on now. I've been to bars where the guy next to me just fell over. I was like, whoa, is that a heart attack or has he been drinking since noon? I'm kind of wondering. Anyway, these are the things that, you know, these statements that are said, I take everything word for word, and that's why I don't do a lot of social media, because people, like, write things, and they don't realize what they wrote, and then I just want to say something back that would really get me in trouble, you know? So, yeah, of course, for the bars in our area that will be opening, they have to have the bar stools 6 feet apart. You have to be seated. And you can't be standing in between those bar stools. That's what that means. I just like the phrase, hey, no standing at the bar. Yeah, if you're sober, go sit down until you're not, and then go try to stand at the bar. When you fall over, we'll leave you on the floor. That'll be okay. All these rules, it's going to be crazy. Are they going to use yellow police tape? Are they going to use 6 foot, like, yardsticks? double yardstick, whatever. 6 foot sticks, you know, to come up and poke you? And then I feel sorry for the small bars, like maybe a fire company or something where there's like two bartenders on duty and nobody else working. Who's going to police the area? You know, like, have you gone to one of them small stores where there's somebody at the door? And they go, hang on a minute. Then they turn around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, go ahead. And you're like, oh, thanks. You know, that kind of thing. And then I don't know. I'm done talking about it. I'm just kind of excited to see what happens on Friday and how it works out. Because all over the country, this is already happening. People are confused. And then there's, like, just idiots who just don't follow any rules. I don't know if you heard about this, but there's a bar in Elgin, Texas, that they are banning masks. If you're wearing a mask, they won't let you in. What kind of idiot are the, you know, But the owner, you know, the owner of the bar came up with the promotion and he's doing it.
A pushback against the wannabe snitch patrols and the contract tracers are going to hire. And this is still rural Texas.
I think that's a risk. What? I think that's foolish. They're taking chances they don't need to take, especially if they're in public
service. Well, easy
I'm
now.
A stage 4 cancer survivor. I've been through a lot worse. It's a choice. You know, you just put that up there.
If you, no,
you
choice?
Know,
really?
Let people know if they're not feeling good.
Dying
they
is a
maybe
choice?
Shouldn't come.
Oh, good.
Keep safe distances.
Kill somebody else.
They're not bunching up.
I know no one that's gotten the virus or that has died.
Okay, 100,000 people have died, but just because you don't know any of them, you're not going to wear a mask. And we're going to have no mask parties. And if you come into our bar, make sure you're not wearing one. People, there's just no answer to stupidity, all right? So here in Central PA, let's just be confused on Friday rather than be stupid in Texas. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning.
I'm a sucker for you.
I'm the sucker in Sunbury in the studio. Laura's at home, and so are the late night TV guys.
In Las Vegas, casinos will now be offering no contact curbside delivery, which means you can drop off your money and then drive away without ever having to go inside to lose.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX from two different zip codes. We're here in Sunbury. We'll check with Laura at home, week 9 in Elysburg. News is coming up next. Mark Lawrence has that. Rob the Sports Center and Steve Williams on the way with the AccuWeather forecast. Oh, my. Wear your mask today. Continue to wear your mask. Wear a mask until someone says you don't have to wear a mask. Don't make up your own rules. Don't say, well, I'm only standing here. There's no germs here.
airborne, all I have to say, okay? So make sure you wear your mask. Even Friday, when you head out to the restaurants that are opening, the bars that we just talked about a few minutes ago, wear your mask and wear it correctly. That's important. That's very important. I saw posted on social media last night, somebody said, when I see somebody wearing a mask incorrectly, it makes me realize why condoms don't work. And I was like, that's funny. Okay, follow the instructions properly and we'll be okay. I really do feel like if we all do this safely, we could ease into whatever's going to be the new normal. It's going to be hard to go to a restaurant wearing a mask, but do it. There's always that new restaurant that will kind of give you an offer you can't refuse.
Now that some restaurants are getting the green light to reopen, get ready for the grand opening of Quarantino's Family Restaurant.
Oh.
Some say it's a bad time to open a restaurant.
No.
But not at Quarantino's. Sit down, relax, keep your mask on until dinner arrives. And if you're one of those who claims you don't need to wear a mask, we got something just for you.
Uh-huh.
My cousins Guido and Rocco will kindly escort you outside.
Very good! Get out!
No mask! No problem, and no need to return. Quarantino's, home of the untouched breadsticks, the extra-baked lasagna, and the plastic-wrapped silverware. Don't forget to tip your plastic-wrapped server. Quarantino's, family-style Italian. Just don't sit near another family. Capiche?
Okay, is that new place on the Strip?
What's up? It's Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:47. Looks like another half-decent day coming. It might be a shower, just a maybe. We've had some interesting weather. I mean, I can't figure it out. It's over here, you know, kind of cool one day, hot and humid the next. Sunny one day, maybe some showers. Showers all day, maybe some thunder showers. I think we're living all four seasons in 1 week, in 1 month, the month of May. NASCAR and NASA both rained out yesterday. I was more interested in the NASA thing. This new launch, this new rocket, it's just the new astronaut outfits, their funky-looking Star Wars-looking helmets. It's all cool to me. And, well, not only severe thunder showers, but tornado warnings in Florida put an end to that. NASCAR rained out. They'll try it again today. And we'll see what happens. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. I'm on the internet right now, and I'm looking at stuff that's going viral because that's what I do when the music is playing. Did you see this Michael Scott thing from The Office? It's actually pretty funny. I love mashups. I actually do them in my own studio at home where I take two things and I mix them together and they sound pretty good. I could hear a brand new song and know exactly what beat it matches to as far as old songs. And I can make, you know, remixes, that kind of thing. But I also like to do vocal remixes. And Michael Scott from The Office has now gone Disney if you like Frozen 2.
I've had my adventure. Don't need something new. I am afraid of what I'm risking if I follow you into the end.
No!
Into the end.
No!
Into the end.
No!
I love it. At last! Something from Disney that entertains me. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom Morgan here in the studio in Sunbury, and Laura's at home in her own makeshift studio. How are you this morning?
I have a cat producer this morning again.
Oh, okay. Which cat is producing the remote show today?
Tyrone.
Okay. Refresh our memory here. Which one is which?
There's two tuxedo cats.
Okay, that's right.
He's the older of the two.
Okay.
Although he's kind of slacking on the job. He just kind of started like rubbing up against the on-air computer.
You know, he'll fit right in radio then if he's slacking on the job. And I just saw Rob the Sports Center rubbing against something. I don't know what's going on over there.
Now that's anyway. Inappropriate. No.
You know what's inappropriate but funny? Flatulence.
You don't have to cut those teachers and fire.
No, don't do it yet. Don't do it yet. Or should we? You know that the rage on the internet is video where, like, there's weird mystery noises.
Okay.
And people say, oh, you know, someone broke wind or whatever they want to call it. We are the latest victims. yesterday during a campaign video chat between Joe Biden and Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf, there was a mystery sound.
Cut those teachers and firefighters, police officers.
There's Joe Biden.
Critical health care programs. Or stop work on roads and bridges. So
now what was that?
What does the human cost on roads and bridges? So work on roads and bridges. So or stop work on roads and bridges. So
I don't want to hear one more fart out of you. Is that clear?
I don't know. So it's all over the internet. I mean, people don't care about what was said between a presidential candidate and a governor. Our governor, Tom Wolf. They just want to know who cut the cheese.
I don't think any cheese was cut.
You think that was just a mystery sound? Somebody's phone vibrating or something?
Yes, exactly. Or else a chair moving or,
something like that.
Heck, I could make a here you go. What's that?
That sounded like you scratching your tuchus.
What's that? What's that?
Well, you know, there could be many sounds in your house. You know what? That's a great point, Laura. You should come up with some mystery sounds. Maybe the cat farted. We don't know.
We could play a game. What's that sound?
What's that sound from Laura's house? Coming up with the chance for you to win one of Laura's cats.
No. You know what?
What?
I don't know if I'm willing to give. I have a lot of cats. I have a clouder of cats.
And a what of dogs? A daggle of dogs? I don't know.
Well, it is a clouder of cats if it's three or more.
Oh, that's an official term. I've seen that.
Yes.
See, the cat hater learned something today. Okay, and you could probably make a mystery noise with one of your animals today?
Oh, I could. Very easily. But I don't think I want to give one of them up. Can we pick a different prize?
Okay, we could pick a different prize. But coming up, mystery noises from Laura's house with a chance for you to win something stupid.
Good plan.
It's entertainment beyond belief. News is next. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. My name's Tom. Her name's Laura. It's not Karen. She will never be a Karen. She's on camera screen right now. I see you got a sunburn, and you're like laughing about it. You're not going Karen on me.
Well, no, here's the thing. I was today years old when I learned that sunscreen expires.
Wait, whoa.
Today years old.
Okay.
So
all right.
I needed to go and be outside most of the day yesterday. I knew it was going to be incredibly sunny. Mm-hmm. So I was like, better slather on the sunscreen.
Okay.
Long story short, I dug in the old linen closet, pulled out a thing of that no ad sunscreen.
You slathered up and you got burned anyway. So well, how did this happen?
An awful burn.
No, it's not.
It's
awful.
Just like a touch of pink because it was sunny and 90 degrees yesterday.
Okay, so.
So I come home and I talked to the husband.
Right.
Yeah, and I reapplied throughout the day.
And it still didn't work.
And it didn't work. And I come home and I talked to the husband and he was like, where did you get that sunscreen? And I go, from the closet. It was in there. He goes, Laura, that sunscreen has moved from Pennsylvania to DC to
same tube
upstate New York to Syracuse to Lewisburg to it's moved with us. I go, what are you talking about?
So
flip it over.
So the deal is there's something in sunscreen that expires?
Apparently.
Is it the same stuff that makes bread stale, the same stuff that makes milk sour, the same stuff that makes your Budweiser taste funny? I'm wondering.
Well, here's the thing. Apparently they stay the original strength for about 3 years.
My goodness, so my 25 turned to a 10.
Yeah, right? So you can use leftover sunscreen from year to year. But if you go past those 3 years, which listen, this was the date on this was 2012.
Are you kidding me? You used 8-year-old sunscreen.
So I had no idea. I had no idea. I just slathering on my body. So it's okay to use expired sunscreen. But I wouldn't recommend it. You will end up pink.
But you know what?
The lily white girl that I am, you will end up pink.
If Karen used expired sunscreen, she would go back to the Walmart and demand that she gets a new tube. Even though the old tube is 8 years old, and she would demand, I want to see the manager. I'm going to sue this company. Blabbity, blabbity, blah.
No, I would try not to do that.
You would not do that. I am starting to learn what a Karen is. It's all over the internet. It's all over all the social medias.
You know what? This has been a thing for quite some time, and I feel bad
for people named Karen
who are actually named Karen. Yes.
Well, a couple of years ago, I heard it was Sharon, but now it's switched over to Karen. So what's the term now? What is an overly obnoxious middle-aged white woman? She's a Karen.
Yeah.
And evidently, some people enjoy being this way. If you call them a Karen, they say, well, thank you, because I'm just telling you, it's the way it is. And then other people, probably people named Karen, say, please don't say that.
Well, no, because some people were named Karen. And it's a nice name.
I know, but there's so many arguments.
It's a nice name.
How would you like to be a guy named Dick? That's all I'm saying.
Well, his real name is probably Richard.
Oh, I see. So if you're named Karen, you're supposed to be Carrie now? Hi, Carrie.
Possibly. I mean, that's a solution if you don't want to be associated with the sort of like Urban Dictionary definition of Karen.
Okay. And if you are a Karen that actually enjoys it and you want to teach your little daughter, Brittany, or Ariel, how to be a Karen.
New from Entitled Toys. It's the Karen Says See and Say. Now your children can learn the ways of the Karen just by pulling a string.
Wait till you see my Yelp review.
And Karen comes to life.
What do you mean this coupon is expired?
22 scathing Karen comments and all.
Mask? You can't make me wear a mask.
It's the Karen Says See and Say.
I am calling the police.
It's the Karen Says See and Say. Who knows what Karen will say next?
I need to speak to your manager.
Okay.
Now!
Whoa!
Oh, Karen.
94KX, I love that. Katy Perry, Daisies, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV from home.
This is a gator named Saturn who passed away at age 84 during World War II. Saturn was believed to have been owned by Adolf Hitler. With the weird haircut, exotic pets. This guy Hitler really was the Joe Exotic of the 40s.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning running down a dream. Birthday buddies from Biters coming up. Remember your chance to win tomorrow. So stand by for that. If you text your birthday on the 94KX Text Club, that's the only way to win.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. $100 could be yours.
Musical birthday buddies, before we get into Biters, you want to get bubbly. Colby Calais is 35 today.
I love Colby Calais. Actually, people have said that she's a little bit of my doppelganger. I'm serious.
Okay. Well, really? Yeah, she kind of looks like, well, whatever.
Like a little bit.
You could look like Kylie Minogue. She's 52. She got a lot of action with the entire band of NXS back in the 80s. She had a lot of hits as well. She had a lot of hits. Here's somebody I don't really care for. The music's not bad, but John Fogerty is 75 years old today. Ladies and gentlemen, Google John Fogerty. He's got a 75-year-old face with 35-year-old hair. He's just scary looking. CCR and look at me, I'm in center field and all that stuff. And one of my favorite girls of all time, Gladys Knight, is 76 years old today.
I love Gladys Knight.
How old are the Pips? Name them. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Hey, let's take a look at the local celebs, or as Laura likes to call them,
Biters.
Birthday buddies! Happy birthday to Angela Delanus from Myersville. She's 29.
A very happy birthday to Becky Cimino from Northumberland, 44 today.
Becky used to be my neighbor. Anyway.
That's cool.
Bonnie Michael from Turbidville, 71 years old. Bonnie, I know your kid. He used to work in radio with me.
There it is.
All right.
Caitlin Carmody is 28 today.
All right. Happy birthday to Colleen Hayes. She's 38.
A very happy birthday to Craig Haynes from Sealands Grove, 27 today.
I wonder if they're related. No, it's spelled different. Never mind. Holly Quarry from Sunbury is the nifty 50.
Mark Mahoney, he used to work at the big old SBC. He's 32 today.
Wait, is that the same Mark Mahoney that had a birthday yesterday? Mark, what is it going to be, buddy? Anyway, happy birthday.
Oh, no.
Mark,
I don't know. Okay.
Marley Artley from Milton is 33.
Megan Bowman from Port Trevorden is 33.
Megan McCoy from Port Trevorden is 33 as well.
Mel Nine turns 45 today.
Happy birthday to Ron Heim from Paxtonville, 39 today.
And
And a very happy birthday to Ray Manello from Winfield 58 today.
Checking the 94KX Text Club. Nothing going on there.
I have a special birthday shout out today.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I do. You know my friend Liz.
Yes.
She's in the Framily.
Mm-hmm.
Today she turns 38 years young.
She's just a couple days older than you.
She is. Yeah. We always, I mean, typically we celebrate our birthdays together a little bit.
Might not happen this year, but
not
hanging
this
in.
Year.
Happy birthday,
Liz.
Yeah, everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always call us on the Ford Fun Line, message us on the 94KX Facebook page, or text us at 49330. That is how you can be in it to win it with Fighter's Birthday Buddies. $100. We pick the winner every Friday. Could be yours. So make sure that you sign up for the text club at WQKX.com.
Every single day at this time.
It's Fighter's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. This segment we usually call Good News, and so much of it over the past 8-9 weeks has been coronavirus related. These two stories, kind of not. We do live in a pandemic age, but how about if a dad decides to let his pregnant wife do a gender reveal party by showing an ultrasound in front of the other kid and family, but not telling anyone the key part.
You ready to see?
Yeah. All right. You want to look at the pictures of your little brother or sister?
Yeah.
Right. Here we go.
A brother or sister in there.
Baby A.
Baby A?
Are you kidding me?
Just wait.
No.
Baby B?
Baby B? No.
Baby C?
Triplets? Triplets?
Here's all three of them.
No. 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 Oh, my God. Oh, Ryan, you're going three babies.
Hey, little Ryan, you're going to have a brother and a sister and probably another brother or sister. Triplets revealed at a gender reveal party.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, on a milder note and on a kind and a lovey-dovey note, how about the husband whose pregnant wife is in the hospital because of the coronavirus, but they still have date night on Friday? Through the window!
Once we found that out, that I could come and visit and see her through the fourth-story window, it just seemed like we're going to capitalize everything we can with that because that's all we've got.
They're like, look down. And he was there and he had this sign that said, I love you. And when I saw him down there, it was like it felt like he had traveled the world to see me.
Somebody get that guy a bucket truck so he could go four stories up. He stands in the parking lot, four stories down on date night, and they have date night. He holds up signs. He plays music. He shows video from four stories away. Get that guy a bucket truck. Great stuff.
That's a good guy, though, right there.
That's a good guy. All you ladies want a guy like that, don't you?
Heck yeah.
The good news with Tom and Laura.
94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Shakira, Shakira. And our buddy Wyclef Jean. Hey, did you see on the internet where the 9-year-old posted a video of her totally demolished bedroom after a drunk driver came through the wall?
And, no. Whoa.
Now, the girl's a little explicit, but at the same time, especially for a 9-year-old, but she posted it so people could see the damage and the possible tragedy you could commit when you're a drunk driver.
At first, I was just screaming cuss words at him. I'm like, what the flip, dude? I'm under here. My dad passed in, like, January, and I hope that that didn't happen to me. And if that did, at least I would be with him. He trapped me under that Jeep for over an hour.
And
my bedroom and everything is in there is destroyed. Thanks to my bunk bed's destroyed. My dresser's destroyed. My room's destroyed. If you're seeing this, this is all your fault.
How about that, huh? How about that? It's like an explicit public service message to people who drink and drive. The guy drove his Jeep through her bedroom wall. She was trapped under the bunk beds for over an hour till they could get her out safely. People, the video, albeit a little over the top, teaching us a lesson.
And the main lesson is don't drink and drive.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Maybe you're on your way to work. Maybe you're stuck at home, still working at home. Today is National Work at Home Day, and nobody's talking about it because we've done it for 9 or 10 or 12, 15
I think
weeks.
Folks are talking more about the fact that it's National Burger Day than National Work from Home Day because most people are still working from home.
And most people are still eating the leftover hamburgers from Memorial Day.
It's true.
52% of us say that we'd like to always work from home. Wow, that's better than half. I didn't expect that.
Wow. I would be lying. Now, I miss being next to you in the studio, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But it is convenient.
Yeah, working at home, you know, you play a couple songs on the radio and get up and wash the dishes or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or do other things. Yeah, 52% say they want to do it all the time. Another 37% say some of the time would be good. And I think that's where America should go. With this.
I agree. It's kind of more of a flexible type schedule, especially if you have other activities or kids or just want to stay home on a Friday.
11% of us don't want to do it at all or hate it. Oh, well. Now, the survey in which we're talking about also visited the topic of Zoom meetings.
You love Zoom, Tom.
Yes, I do. Can you tell?
No, just kidding.
Everybody talks at once. You can't hear crap. And then everybody blabbers about nothing. And I start falling asleep, but I can't because there's a camera on me. And the camera is inside my own computer.
I mean, you can always mute your camera.
Well, then everybody else can't see you.
Yeah, exactly. So you're still there. Camera's just not on.
It gets more suspicious. Trust me, true. I mute the microphone.
That's a red flag. That's a red flag.
However, when you're doing Zoom meetings, sometimes embarrassing things happen, and that's where Tom and Laura's top five comes from today.
Oh, gosh. Number one. This is funny. Your kids.
Yeah. I don't have that problem. My kids are grown and gone. But, yes, your kids will always find that opportunity to interrupt, especially during a Zoom meeting.
100%.
All right, number two.
Being embarrassed by your significant other. They're doing something awkward in the background.
Really? Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's interesting. You think you could at least talk to your significant other and say, hey, could you stay out of the room for like the next hour? I'm going on a very
not if you're in
call.
A tiny city apartment. Think about that.
Ah, perfect. Yes. All right, number three.
Rewearing the same clothes as the day before.
Now, you can't do that when you're going to work. Of course, some people do, especially radio announcers. But anyway, if you have back-to-back Zoom meetings 2 days in a row, someone's going to call you on it. Hey, Larry, is that the same shirt yesterday?
Just switch up your shirt.
Come on now.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
Here, this came up earlier today with Biden. Flatulence.
During a Zoom meeting, you just let one tear off?
Maybe you think you're on mute. I don't know. Maybe it was the dog.
Yeah, that's the go-to now. I don't know what happened with Governor Wolf and Joe Biden. Somebody let one tear. But in a Zoom meeting, yeah. I mean, look at you right now. You could just turn around and go, Murphy, God, do you have to go out?
I could. He's snoozing on the floor, though.
Okay. So audibly passing gas is number four. And number five on the top five embarrassing things that can happen at a Zoom meeting.
Accidental nudity.
Wait,
guys,
what?
Wear pants. Just put pants on.
Accidental nudity?
Kind of like that story we talked about where the little kid was on the classroom Zoom call with her classmates and she didn't know how to hang up, so she walked into the bathroom and like flipped it around and was like, mommy, hang this up, help, I don't know what to do. And like she literally flashed her mom's butt to everybody on the call.
Accidental nudity. Tom and Laura's top five.
Too funny.
Yeah. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Gotta be honest, as long as we're working from home, you ever stray if you have more than one computer in your office, like a personal computer and then a work computer? You stray and you find yourself like streaming videos. I did that yesterday with Billie Eilish. I was like, I saw what our very own Sam Tyler had posted, the video on Billie. So I move over to my other computer and I pull it up and I'm watching it. And then it goes to the Ellen interview, with Billie Eilish before the Grammys. And then it goes to another interview with her. And on my work computer, I'm like supposed to be paying attention to something.
Whatever.
And I'm watching Billie Eilish and I'm like, wait, what? All right, we're going to wrap up the meeting. Does anybody have anything else to say? And I randomly blurt out, Billie Eilish is a genius. Tom, where did that come from? I'm sorry. Hey, speaking of music, we asked you on social media yesterday what your happy song was, and thank you to all the responses.
Oh my gosh. All of the responses were amazing. There were definitely some ones that you would expect, like Build Me Up Buttercup.
Sure.
Love Shack was randomly thrown in there.
Happy song.
That's a happy song.
Yeah.
Happy song. Happy by Pharrell.
Yeah.
But
great
then
song.
There were some really, really interesting ones.
Throw a couple.
The Devil
out.
Went Down to Georgia. If that's your happy song, good for you. Right?
The Devil Went
no
Down
problem.
To Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. All right. Whatever.
There was that one that was like, I like it when you call me Rosemary.
Oh, my love grows where rosemary knows.
Rosemary
or
goes.
Yeah, that's an oldie. That's way. If that's your happy
that's
song, bud,
very,
go ahead.
Very old.
Yeah. Okay.
Jump in line. The Gambler.
Yeah, the Gambler.
This
came
one
up
made
a lot.
Me chuckle, though.
Okay.
And the dude who commented, I know Chuck. He's a nice guy.
Oh,
he's a funny guy.
So you
I
have
this
to.
Person.
You have to tell us you know him and he's a nice guy before you tell us his happy song.
It's a great happy song, though, because it's so random, and the music video is even better.
Do tell.
The Safety Dance.
Oh, my. Chuck.
It's fantastic.
You can dance
you
if you want
to. That, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that music video all the way through?
Yes.
It's just so ridiculous.
It's difficult to watch it all the way through. And there
it makes
is.
You smile, though. It's so ridiculous. It makes you smile.
Thanks, Chuck. You got Laura smiling. And as always, thanks for participating on social media with Tom and Laura. You can dance if you want.
If you want to.
94KX with Late Night TV.
In Los Angeles, the mayor, Eric Garcetti, announced that as of today, all retail businesses are allowed to let customers in, provided they take the necessary precautions. And if it goes as they hope it will, they're saying curbside Botox injections could start up again as soon as next week. So,
94KX, we're just moving along with life. Tom and Laura in the morning. Every day we just like move along. But the sad part is the things that certain people were counting on as staples, like their birthday or their anniversary, maybe a graduation. I saw something yesterday, and I don't know what it is. It was happening in Northumberland and Point Township, but there was some kind of parade with teachers. Now, was that for Shikellamy graduates, or was that just for all kids? I don't know, but it made me stop and just go, oh, my, sad, but happy.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I did see one of the cars. It was an oversized SUV. And it had a sign on the front that said, "The Caring Carpool, Priestley Elementary Teachers."
So, oh, that's amazing.
Now, I saw that after the parade had broken up, that person was obviously heading home. So maybe that was the vehicle with all the Priestley teachers in it waving to kids. But I heard a lot of horns, and they were snaking through the neighborhoods of Northumberland waving at kids. And I thought, wow, some kids actually do miss school, you think?
Yes. I bet a lot of kids actually miss school.
I mean,
I think they all do.
Yeah, there are kids that, there are kids that say they love school and they love their teachers. But I think most mm-hmm. of all, kids miss, just the companionship that happens at school. And look at the graduates, Laura. I mean, they're missing a whole lot more than a walk across the stage. They're missing the whole, like, final 3 months of their high school education. It's tough.
It is. It's really hard. Ugh. I don't know. I wish there were words that I could say to make like 2020 better.
Yes.
For them.
And there aren't. So what we do is we try to make things better as we go along. Like even what we're doing here with our Facebook page, it's getting some great reviews. We're calling it Class of 2020, where we're highlighting the seniors and all the seniors, not just one school or one parade, everybody in the area. And because the traditional ceremony is gone, we're going to Facebook instead. And we're even showing some videos from the valedictorians and the class presidents. What we want you to do is look at it, not just your hometown school. Look at all the schools, like it, share it with the community, share it with your friends. And
it's just a way to highlight these seniors who are so special and missing the benchmarks that typically come with May and June of your senior year of high school.
Yeah. I mean, in March, we thought, wow, this is kind of fun. We're all not going to have school. But then it turned into April, and then it turned into prom season.
Turned into too long.
Yeah.
And the seniors are sad. Yeah. A big thank you, too, to all of our generous sponsors for helping us make it possible. Groninger Insurance, Susquehanna Valley Limousine, Oberdorf Carpet, One Floor and Home, Susquehanna Community Bank, Steininger's Laundry and Dry Cleaning, Morgan Stanley, Richard A. Leiberger Family, Wealth Advisors, and, of course, the Shuck Law Offices.
Use those local sponsors because they made this happen for local graduates. Good stuff.
They did, indeed. And make sure you like and follow the 94KX Facebook page because that's where you can find the lists of all of the seniors from throughout high schools in central Pennsylvania.
94KX, Tom and Laura wrapping up. Chad Evans on the way next. Remember that way back lunch at noon. Mark Stevens this afternoon and my Sammy girl at night. That's the lineup. Enjoy National Burger Day if you want. Go make yourself a burger or go eat one at social distance.
Interestingly enough, I have veggie burgers on the menu for this afternoon for lunch.
Ooh. I'm going to come by and I'm going to knock on your drive-thru window and you just hand one out. How's
that? That's fine. I can make you a doggy bag.
I haven't eaten at Burger King in about 30 years. I just don't do fast food. I just don't.
No.
But Burger King.
You and I aren't big fans.
Burger King has come out with a social distance paper crown and it's actually 6 feet wide.
Stop it.
I think it's the most genius thing. It almost makes me want to go to Burger King so I could get a 6 foot wide paper crown. But here's the fine line. They're only available in Germany. What?
Wait, whoa. Back up.
United States, what's up? Come on, we need these paper crowns.
We need these crowns. Come on.
Yeah, check it out on Twitter. There's photos and everything of a young guy and girl
awesome.
Eating a Whopper with a 6 foot paper crown on. It actually, no offense, but it looks like a giant sombrero. Okay. It
just,
doesn't really look like a crown, but.
You know, anyway. I saw a similar thing online that people were doing something with like baseball hats and pool noodles.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That it almost looked like a dunce cap. You know, those like spinny kind of things, but. And like again, on steroids.
And again, with the pool noodles on top of your hat, where did that originate? Here in the United States? No.
I think it was like Finland or something.
Yeah, it was in. Yeah. Yep. So let's step it up for some of the counties going green this weekend. Let's step it up. Let's come up with some 6 foot hats.
Good idea.
Let's do the safety dance with 6 foot hats on.
Listen, I'm with Chuck. The safety dance makes me smile.
Instead of men without hats, we'll be people with 6 foot hats.
Oh, men with hats.
With 6 foot hats. There you go. Hey, we'd like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day, and Laura always helps us out with that.
I'm trying. Another short, sweet, to the point thought for the day. Are you ready, Tommy?
I am ready. What you got?
One of the happiest moments in life is when you find the courage to let go of what you cannot change.
Oof, there is so much going on in this country, in our area, in this country, around the world, that we can't change.
Mm. So you just have to let it go, but also vote.
There you go. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.